I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The kicked-out developer of Hartford's minor league baseball stadium says it's just stepped away from a different project in the capital city. Centerplan Development says that's because its anchor tenant for a high-profile pharmacy project has just backed out. In February, a month after Centerplan was already late and over budget on the stadium, the Hartford Redevelopment Agency gave the developer a chance at another project. This one was much smaller, a Rite Aid pharmacy on a busy corner in the Upper Albany neighborhood not far from West Hartford. That's on the other side of town from the stadium. But in a letter to the agency this week, Centerplan's Jason Rudnick said that Rite Aid backed out, and the deal, which has been in the works since last year, is off.
The anchor tenant had made a determination at a corporate level that they did not want to move ahead with the development in Hartford at this time. It has nothing to do with the stadium. It has nothing to do with that development.
Rudnick says it's an unfortunate change, but he praised community leaders who supported the plan and who've long advocated for something to be built on this land. It's a project that's more than a decade old, and the land on which it sits is still vacant. Mayor Luke Bronin's staff endorsed Centerplan's proposal at the redevelopment agency back in February. I asked Bronin how that happened, given the trouble the developer was having at the stadium across town.
There had been some concerns about the stadium project and some concerns broadly shared that Centerplan was in over their head on the baseball stadium. But I think the redevelopment agency made the judgment at that point that a more modest mixed-use residential and retail development was more squarely within Centerplan's capacity and experience.
Earlier this week, the city threw Centerplan off the stadium job. Bronin says there's no new update. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.